Meteorologists and water experts say Florida is undergoing its worst drought in nearly 100 years. The drought has caused millions of dollars in crop losses in the northern part of the state and sparked thousands of wildfires farther south. In South Florida, officials have imposed the strictest water use restrictions in the state's history. NPR's Philip Davis reports that even with the imposition of fines for excess water use, the new rules largely are being ignored.
Angie Bestard's title is Pollution Control Inspector, Grade 1, but you can call her a water cop. Lately, she's been spending most of her days cruising Miami streets in a county-owned Chrysler, looking for water scofflaws. There's quite a few, she says, as she drives past a series of small lakes near the airport.
Here, you're surrounded by water so much that people are wondering, how can we have a water restriction if we're surrounded by water.
Nonetheless, the drought is real. The past 12 months in South Florida have been the driest since the state began keeping records in the 19th century. In a region that averages 58 inches of rain a year, only 39 inches fell in the past 12 months. Meteorologists blame an atmospheric phenomenon known as La Niña, which has brought warmer and drier air to the region. So now, state and local officials are making water conservation a priority. It takes just a few minutes for Bestard to spot her first potential violators, a crew of fast food workers hosing down the sidewalk in front of a Popeye's chicken outlet in a suburban strip mall. Bestard stops to talk to them.
You gentlemen are, what do you think you're cleaning? This area? Did you know that we're under water restriction and no pavement, no street, no sidewalk is supposed to be watered?
She buttonholes the manager, Donovan Stanford, and gives him a warning, telling him next time he could be liable for a $75 fine. Stanford says he never received any notices spelling out the exact nature of the water restrictions.
I knew about the irrigation for the landscape, but as far as washing the concrete, that's a shock to me.
Indeed, even after 3 months, the water restrictions have not sunk very far into the public consciousness. Most people either don't know or don't care that it's illegal to water your lawn after 8 a.m., or that you can only wash your car between 4 and 8 in the morning or 5 to 7 in the evening, and then just once a week. Roman Gestesi Jr., the director of the South Florida Water Management District, says the region is far from achieving the official goal of cutting water usage by 30%.
In the average, we're seeing about 10%. So we have not done a very good job as a community to meet that target. And that's one of the reasons why we're trying to step up enforcement, step up the word, getting the public information campaign out.
Officials acknowledge that the Biscayne Aquifer, which is South Florida's drinking water source, is only slightly below normal levels at this point. But the aquifer is normally recharged by water from Lake Okeechobee. The lake is nearly dry now because officials miscalculated the drought's severity as it began last year and actually lowered the lake's water levels to help lakeside vegetation. Now, with little help coming from the lake and with the rainy season still 2 or 3 months off, South Florida's continued thirst for water could dramatically lower the aquifer. According to Alice Robertson, the county's Department of Environmental Resources Management, if that happens, water from the Atlantic Ocean could seep into the region's wells.
Salt water gets into the wells, then you have to shut the wells down. And that just never has happened. It's kind of hard to imagine what will happen. I guess water rationing or something.
Officials hope it doesn't come to that. This month, though, they've decided to get tougher. There will be fewer warnings and more tickets. Police can now hand out citations as well, and the county's 150 pollution control inspectors, like Angie Bestard, will be out in force, checking out the growing number of reports of suspiciously green lawns.
Can I please have the house number again? We're on our way.
Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.